826. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Let's go to phone because this, man, this is incredible. Every once in a while, I see something. And it's no joke. Every once in a while, there's stuff out there that you see. And man, does it make an impression. You're like, mother, I can't believe I didn't come up with that idea. Like, what a brilliant, effective, awesome little idea. Because we can all agree probably on one thing, right? The world is getting a little crazier. And we've seen in every major city, some more so than others, some that have been, you know, talking about defund the police, right? What's happened? A big, massive spike in crime and burglaries and just all that stuff. It's really interesting now. How do you defend yourself if something like that was to occur? And how, you know, would you want to defend yourself, but obviously not with lethal force, just to, you know, subdue the person, allow you to get away and call, you know, 911 or the emergency, you know, wherever you're at, right? Just to get help, right? So when I saw this the other day, I was like, oh my God, that is awesome. So Dave, welcome to the show, man. And really appreciate your time. Take a minute to call us. This was really, really, to me, it was fascinating when I saw it. I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you, Willie B. Thank you so much. It's so nice to finally meet you. And yeah, I mean, you're the voice, you're the drive time of Colorado. And I know a couple things about you. I know you love Colorado. You love rock and roll. You love burgers and wings, tattoos, guns, gears, and anything that's fast moving. Am I close?
Yeah, no, you pretty much nailed that on the head, man. I'm like, yeah. You did some research there.
I heard about what happened to you and your family on Sunday, and I just wanted to let you know our hearts go out to you guys, and we hope you guys get your life back together really, really fast. But I'm honored to be here, Willie, and thank you so much to give Hero a little bit of time, because it's such an important topic today, isn't it? This thing about self-defense, family, you know, it's amazing.
It really is, man. Yeah. And you've came up with a device that is, in my opinion, when I saw it, you could definitely tell it's not a real gun, although it looks like something that's similar. When you're looking at it aesthetically, it's, you know, you can tell it's a weapon, but it's obvious that it's not, you know, a 9mm or something like that. So explain what Hero Gun is.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just tell you, I'm not the only brain that was involved in this thing. Let me tell you, we have some of the smartest people on the planet who have not only designed it, built it, engineered it, tested it, supported it. We have, you know, right in Loveland, Colorado is where this thing came out of. This is a Rocky Mountain Salt Lake product. It is patented now and shipping around the United States and will, you know, be in the world hopefully at some point. But, so Dan Danowski, he's my partner in Loveland, Colorado, and I got together after a couple of, you know, for me, a tragic event happened, really changed my life and made me start thinking, why can't we create something that's smaller, more powerful, more superhero-like, right? And when you look at this product, this Hero2020.com product, you can find it at Hero2020.com. When you look at it, it's a unique-looking tiny product. It'll fit in your backpack, your pocket, your glove compartment, you know, your desk drawer at work. But it's tiny. And we actually have products coming out that are actually smaller. But this product is nitrogen powered. And if you talk to any of the engineers at Hero, you know, their number one goal was to miniaturize what had never been done. Have you ever seen the size of a paintball gun? They're huge.
Right.
Well,
massive.
We took basically the concept of nitrogen power, get it down to this little tiny micro space, and the engineers out of Loveland, I'll tell you what, they created an award-winning product that shoots out projectiles. The projectile can be a hard wax ball filled with powder, our burst product that is a tube of powder that'll fog and flood an area, or gel. And we're coming out with another product dedicated to gel, which is my favorite, which is going to be just a, it's going to be a game changer, and it's going to change the face forever for self-defense. And I'm so glad to be on this show because my parents, my sister, my family, my friends, everybody that I love and take care of or want to be safe, they need a product. And, you know, most people don't carry 9mm. Most people don't.
Right.
But I mean, it's a very small percentage, right? What is it, 3, 4, 5%?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
99% need some kind of a go-to plan and self-defense product. And that's why Dan and I and our team, our wonderful team, came up with these products.
So it's a weapon that disperses, basically, if you could imagine, a paintball. It's a wax, like, you know, resembles something similar to a paintball, but it's wax. It's designed to kind of explode on impact, but it's full of pepper spray. And, man, boy, does it stop a dude in its tracks, because you just get this burst and this cloud of really thick, nasty-ass pepper spray. Anybody's ever been hit with pepper spray, man, it's awful.
Oh, and Dan and I, you know, Dan and I are the first people in our company that would tell you firsthand, when we got that in our eyes, for the next 20 minutes, our heads were in the sink, flushing our heads out. And I got to tell you, it's going to ruin somebody's day. It's going to demotivate anybody that's got the idea that's going to get in your personal space. And, you know, one of the things that we do that's really important is training. So, yeah, we create products that are designed to be small and powerful, super, super powerful. But we also train, and we train with some of the best trainers that we can find that know something about self-defense, situational awareness, and really training on our products. So training and having a go-to plan is what we have found is to be what everybody needs. Everybody needs to have a go-to plan. Like if somebody came up to your car and got in your face, are you going to pull out a 9mm just because they're in your face? Maybe not. But you might be, your hand may be on a Hero, or it might be on a, you know, some kind of a self-defense product that is non-lethal. So what we're really pushing is, and look, I'm a concealed gun carrying person, but we're really pushing non-lethal. We think the time for non-lethal is here. It's today, and it's going to improve.
Yeah, it really does, man. It takes a scenario that nobody wants to be in, and at least gives you the opportunity to get out and escape alive, safe, where you can, you know, you could then move towards calling the police or emergency, this, that, the other. It does provide a non-lethal way to end any sort of, you know, trouble in that regard. If you feel like, you know, somebody's going to attack you, or you're being attacked, or somebody's, you know, trying to do something, run up to your car, this, that, the other, man, one little pepper ball and you're out, and they're left like, ah!
Yeah, that's right. Well, and the nice thing, Willie D, is everything that we produce, whether it's our new Aero product or the 2020 model, the one that we're talking about right now, everything has two shots. It's laser assisted. It has 600 lumens of LED light. It has a double trigger so that you know, when you put it in your hand, you're using two fingers as a very, very stable product in your hand. You can feel the weight of it and the quality of it. It's rechargeable. It's interchangeable. So the cartridge actually fits on side. You can see this at Hero2020.com. But the cartridge goes on, and then you just push a little button. It clicks off, put another one on. So you can go bam, bam, click, put a new one on within 1 second. And you can keep doing that as many cartridges as you have in your possession. So it's the fastest loading, probably the easiest product within the self-defense industry of its kind. It's a nitrogen-powered product, meaning I could teach my daughter, my son, my mom, my dad, you know, employees. We have an employee meeting coming up the 7th of July, and we have 40 employees that are going to be going through a training program with Heroes. I mean, we're serious about this. We want everybody to have it.
Yeah, it's a smart product, man. You guys, I don't normally get on these type, you know, products, but here's something that can, you know, really dissolve a scenario in a quick manner that nobody wants to be in, nobody ever wants to face. Right. It's non-lethal, so you don't have to worry about the repercussions of, you know, something like this. But at the same time, in the end, it can save the life of somebody you love, right?
Yeah, and that's our mission. Our mission is to protect lives and save lives. And, you know, it all happens with training and good quality products. And I think, you know, this whole industry, you know, Willie B, is really going to grow. You know, the self-defense industry and the non-lethal industry is really going to grow. And we want to be a part of it. And so we've put our toes deep into it. We've made an investment. We've hired the best minds out of Colorado. So we're a Colorado-born product, which is exciting. And, you know, what's inside of it is just the most powerful thing we could find on the planet. They're called capsaicinoids, and that's why you know, pepper spray is really, really powerful. It's capsaicinoids. That's what's in it. And that capsaicinoid might be from, you know, the pepper plant or pava. Pava is built in a lab, so it's very, very stable. And we use the best on the planet. You can't get any better than what we've got. It's a 50-year tested product. It's probably the oldest tested product on the planet. And we're really proud to not only ship our product to our customers and get their reviews and comments and ideas, but we're also really excited about where we're going and what we're going to be bringing out to the market for home defense, for corporate defense, you know, all that stuff. It's going to be neat.
Hey, man, nowadays the name of the game is defense, and everybody needs to have a little defense in their arsenal. It's unfortunate, but we're there at that point. So why not get something that's non-lethal that will stop somebody in their tracks and that you feel comfortable giving it to loved ones so that they're more apt to have a way to defend themselves in a situation like this. So hero2020.com is where you go and check this thing out. Hero2020.com. Hey, man, Dave, I really appreciate what you guys have created. Even cooler to find out it's designed, you know, a lot to do with it right here in Colorado. I feel like this is one of our listeners, man, that designed something like this. And it's just a really, really cool idea, concept, and product. I love you guys bringing it to market. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Willie B. It's nice to meet you, and we look forward to catching up with you again. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir, man. Hero2020.com. Y'all check that out.